Well, I know, Bernard, we're going to hear some positives here, mate, but it's a big task now, 17 years since we've won over there in New Zealand. What's going to change for the next game, mate? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is definitely a big challenge. We made it a lot harder on ourselves, but I think for us, being clinical and executing our structures and our in both attack and defence.
That would have been the plan for game number one, Bernard.
It definitely was. Definitely was. What we spoke about is being able to apply pressure, and that's something we didn't do. You know, not being able to hold the ball or being clinical, and then in our defensive structures, getting up and making the tackles and, you know, keeping them behind the advantage line, and they were able to do that too easily and, you know, scored some pretty easy tries there, which was very disappointing from us as a playing squad. And, you know, us in representing the Wallabies and playing in that Australian jersey was... It was tough to swallow.
Mate, I don't think anyone thinks you're not working hard.
Nah, of course not.
The preparation would have been as thorough as you could have made it. But when stats read 48 tackles missed, how do you rectify that?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've done a lot this week. We've done a lot in the past couple of weeks. But we do have to back our preparation and take confidence in that, you know. The way we prepared wasn't to miss tackles, but it was in the structures and the systems. And I think guys probably weren't as confident or weren't or maybe hesitated that fraction of a second, which meant that they missed the tackle or meant that they were probably just out of position. And that was something we've reviewed and we've reviewed well. And, you know, that's where we're trying to improve, trying to make guys put themselves in a better position, put themselves in the right position to make those tackles.
Bernard, I guess that leads me to... Is the structure and the, you know, the positional play from the Wallabies, is that right? Is the structure right? Is the process right? If it can go so badly wrong?
Yeah, no, we definitely have confidence in it. I think in our shapes, and when we get it right, it can definitely be really powerful for us. You know, we can score tries off turnovers. We'll be able to not concede points, but then actually it'll turn into an attacking weapon for us. So that's something that we've reviewed and something we've looked at, and something that, you know, when we're all right, when everyone's on the same page, and at times throughout that game we definitely were, and then the times we weren't was when we leaked points. So it's really just getting everyone on the same page, making sure everyone's confident in what we're doing, and then going forward with that.
Is it fair, though, mate, to have that loss, and I know you scored points in the second half, to be saying, and that's what we've been reading from various coaches from your side this week, that there's no changes required, you're on track?
Yeah, I think it's tough. You know, you have a loss like that, you should be reviewing everything. And I think the way that we've approached this week is that we were off in terms of our structures. It wasn't what we had in place was not going to work. It was the guys putting ourselves in the right position, making sure that we're completely across that. You know, and then when we're doing it, we've done it well, and we've shown that it works. We've shown that, you know, the tackles are being made and the points are not being conceded.
Bernard, I don't want to be negative, right? But if it doesn't work this weekend, right? No, I'm trying not to be, right? But if it doesn't work this weekend...
Keep the faith.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to keep the faith. It's been hard as a Waratah supporter and a Wallaby supporter this year to keep the faith, let me tell you. But Bernard, if the systems and the structures don't work this weekend, that means they're wrong or the personnel's wrong. It can only be two things.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's just, as high as we put our hands up for last week in terms of the missed tackles, not being in the right position, not going up there and making that tackle or being able to apply that pressure. So I think you've got a valid point there, and that's something we've definitely looked at.
Yeah.
Everyone's now, you know, everyone's committed to the way we're going forward, and they have to be on that same page. Everyone has to be working together, and it will work. I can assure you that, and I can assure you that when it's done correctly and when it's done properly, it looks really good, and we don't concede points. So I know what you're saying. It's a tough sort of predicament, but I think as players, we're all putting ourselves in the right position to do that.
I'm interested in what Michael Checker's actually been saying post-loss and then after that.
Yeah, I think what we saw is that when we became aggressive, when we held the ball, and when we attacked the way we wanted to, the team was able to score points. I think in that first half, we got out there, we started okay, we started well, we were able to hold the ball, and then when the times that we didn't actually have the ball or the momentum was against us, everyone sort of was a bit shell-shocked and held back. You know, we didn't go up, we didn't get off the line, we weren't aggressive in our carries, we weren't aggressive in our tackles. So it's just maintaining that we're consistent across the board when we've got the ball, when we don't have the ball, when the momentum's with us, when it's not, that we're still having that aggressive attitude and aggressive mindset to get up in their faces.
Mate, the good thing about copping the criticism is it shows that people do care, which is good, and they are passionate about that gold jersey performing out there. And look, we know you're trying. We wish you all the very best in trying to turn it around in Dunedin this weekend, Bernard.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate it. And we know that the support's there and the fans are behind us and wanting us to do well. And as players, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we get the result for our fans and you know, represent this jersey well. So we appreciate the support. Thank you.
Just stick it to them the best you can, mate.
Will do.
There he goes. Bernard Foley. It's a big thing for me. It's either the systems and the structures either too complicated, if it doesn't work this weekend, or we're going to have to find all new personnel somehow. So someone's going to be, they can prove everybody wrong this weekend. And I hope they do.